This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Is that what happened? Was she hanging out
outside?
I don't
fucking know. It's
she got
all
snatched up?
Listen, I just keep seeing the headlines. I haven't even read a story yet, but this is, let's see, investigators detail new timeline on Nancy Guthrie's late night disappearance. So, you know, she's probably at a fucking casino somewhere. Forgot who she was because she's ancient. Probably did the goddamn family a favor here. I could care less.
Well, Jeff.
But it's top of the fucking headlines here.
Yeah, well,
I mean, don't know. I don't even know why I look at this shit anymore.
Would you like to set up a newscast that's just all stuff you care about? Or would you rather that, you know, stuff other people care about be reported on at all?
Now, fuck people.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you on that. Now, fuck people. Exactly.
No, you know what? Listen, I'm sorry for their family. I wouldn't want to be going through that. But Jesus, people go missing all the fucking night. A lot of people missing in this country. Kidnapped, raped, murdered.
Okay.
And here I sit, lonely.
Okay.
Where's my fucking psycho in shining armor?
Someone to do the world a favor. Where's the kidnapper of Jeff Durant at?
You know, I haven't done myself any favors, man. I'm a lot easier to kidnap now than I was a year ago. You might be able to pick me up and fucking throw me in a van now.
Sexy. Yeah. I gotcha. I was at a gas station. I filled up the old gas tank the other day. And
you roll there. Yeah, can I get 52 cents worth of gas, please?
Someone had a TikTok video of a guy, you know, who got 99 cents worth of gas. And the guy with the camera was like, this guy is on the streets at 99 cents of gas. He's driving.
Not very far.
No. So I was getting gas the other day.
That's about a third of a tank there, a third of a gallon there.
Yeah.
So,
and the little video is playing, you know, missing kid videos. You know, so and so kid, age, location is missing.
Oh, on the gas pump there, the
right,
way that, yeah,
right. Mm-hmm.
You know, the way they got entertainment now at the gas pump because we can't go and stop for 5 fucking minutes without watching a fucking screen.
I would love to disagree with you, but
oh,
I can't.
God.
But I was sitting there filling up, and I'm watching this, and I'm judging the kids that they show on the screen.
I take so that like, one. No, not that no. one. I take that one.
Well, the one girl they showed and I went, she ran away. I mean, let's be serious about it. I mean, come on. She ran away.
Yeah.
She didn't vanish.
She ran away.
She wasn't kidnapped.
Yeah.
You could tell by looking at her, she ran away. The kid's a fucking problem. You could tell by looking at her. Okay?
Okay. Uh-oh. Come on, man. God damn it. Oh, that's gross.
It's still coming.
I can hear your fucking ass cheeks flapping.
Yes, the flapper. The real flapper.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, well, that kid got snatched. That kid definitely ran away. Quit trying to tell me all these kids got taken.
Yeah, right.
Because there's no way.
Yeah.
That girl ran away.
Kids run away.
That kid likes to party. That girl, she was like a 14 or 15-year-old girl. I'm like, and I'm sitting there pumping gas, and her picture came up, and I go, all right, come on. It's great.
I thought maybe you said you were comparing the kids and looking at them going, yeah, you're going to get raped. No, you're not going to get raped. Yeah, you're going to get raped.
Buddy. Years and years and years and years ago, I worked at an answering service third shift, and one of the accounts we had was if someone had been sexually assaulted, they could call in and get an advocate to kind of come to the hospital and, you know, or talk to them or come to the hospital and, you know, have a chat with them there or whatever it was. And I get calls at like 3 a.m. ER nurse, some girl was attacked. And I, at some point I started to go, who's got the energy to rape somebody at 3 a.m? Now that is definitely a young man's game because there is no way. And I was even, you know, in this, I was in my, you know, my 30s then. Yeah. Late 20s.
Yeah.
And even I'm like, who's got the energy to rape somebody at 3 a.m? That's crackhead energy. There's no way.
It's the Midnight Rapist.
Well, that's a great song. A Midnight.
Midnight
Special.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
a great yeah. song. God.
Midnight Rambler was, well, Stones did a.
They did.
Yeah, they, yeah.
They Talk sure did.
About the Midnight uh-huh. Rambler.
Mm-hmm.
There's a live version of that on.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice fucking.
Yeah, I love that
Fender.
I do
and not Fender,
too.
But yeah, I can't think. You hear the word fucking rotating speaker. Rain.
And I march you to the table.
Midnight Rapist.
You see the same old thing. Ain't no food upon a table.
All right, quit fiddle fucking around. Let's go.
Come on, man. Relax.
But I was watching a video last night, and I lost patience with it. Because it wouldn't get to the punchline, and I scrolled past it. Fuck you. Life's too goddamn short. I'm older than I got cell phone brain. Beat it.
Fogarty had a lot of soul for a white man.
That's a midnight special.
Oh, baby.
Shine a light on me.
Oh.
Let the midnight special.
God, that's good.
Shine a light on me.
Let the midnight rapist spray his ever loving load on me.
Shine a light on me.
I like how the tempo
Let
changes
the midnight
there.
Rapist.
Spray his ever loving load on me. If this episode is not called The Midnight Rapist,
Buddy,
I'm going to be
no,
pissed.
I completely agree.
By the way she wears an apron.
Fuck yeah, come on. You can't. If you can't get down with this, I got nothing. No, go fuck yourself.
Can't
You're
help
done.
You.
You're out.
Can't help you. You know, interestingly, when you get like Chronicle by CCR, the greatest hits album, this is not on there.
Oh, that's a
and really
crime.
Should be. I'm not sure if it's on Chronicle 2, but
is that Chronicle 2 electric?
I would hope so. Again, you got to be 71 to get a reference on this show. I'm 53. Jeff is 55. We're the youngest people alive that know that reference.
Yeah, right.
Everyone
yeah.
else is in their fucking 80s at this point. Let the midnight special
shine ever loving light God on damn me. It.
Fuck that.
If you have all your Houston, well, you better do right. You better not gamble. And you better not buy.
And of course, it's on the album Willie and the Poor Boys.
Willie
it's,
and the Poor Boys.
CCR on TGO Radio.
Bring a nickel, tap your feet.
That's right. That's another great song. Oh, they got a lot of Willie great songs.
Let the midnight rapist spread my asshole.
Oh, now we're done with the asshole again. The
midnight rapist.
A vag being hard enough to get into. But you can't get an ass would be impossible to rape an ass.
Oh, can you
it?
Imagine?
Oh.
You know what, though? If you did that, if you accomplished that, if you were a serial ass rapist, you'd be famous.
You'd be the new Jack the Ripper. Quite literally.
Jack the Raper?
Yeah.
Oh.
Come on.
Let the midnight God damn it.
Yeah, I know. But by the time you get to the second straight minute of this, you're going, all right, we got it. I mean, it's still great, but, you know.
Well, you don't have, your attention span is garbage, isn't it? Jesus.
Oh. That's so good. That's so fucking good.
Yeah, you can't argue with that.
What's better than that? Mm. Lots of stuff, but that's still pretty good. Awfully good, Daddy-O. Okay, let's see. What time is it? That's how we judge everything.
Baby,
by the time.
Huh? What time is it? It's 5:01.
Thank you,
East
buddy.
Coast.
It'd be funny if we were on the left coast and we were always worried about time on the East Coast.
Oh, Jesus Christ. The left coast.
It's 1:01 p.m. in Anchorage, Alaska. Oh,
Every once in a while, I'll still pop on that radio station I found out of Anchorage. It's got a morning show that I kind of enjoy. It's hacky, but I tend to enjoy it because just a couple of dudes being stupid like we are. But it's radio, so they got to be hacked.
Right.
You know, but they don't. Their show comes on at 6, but that's 10 our time.
Right.
You know?
Right.
The fuck, man?
What was that station out of Florida we were listening to?
When
we were doing our
Florida. Still got that one bookmark because I like that one too.
Who's the, yeah, they're playing some great stuff.
Yeah, I can't remember. Here, let me look.
But it was who was like their who they have Dr. Tom or whatever the fuck. That...
Oh, the afternoon guy. He had his afternoon morning show. He called it.
Well, yeah, but there's a guy
oh,
that comes
no,
who sounds
the,
like a drunken buffoon.
The does the weather?
Cat, yeah.
God damn it!
It really made me laugh.
Cat, it's kind of around your 40s. Florida Keys weather forecast.
Yeah. Hey, sounds like my drunk guy imitation.
I'm right in the click.
I'm right in the fucking. It's right in the slot. You have asked, am I
WFKZ out of Key West?
Yeah, Florida. Everybody, WFKZ. Yeah.
Captain Phillips.
I'm still the liquor.
I'm still
no.
the liquor.
No. Guess what?
What?
I'm on top of the liquor.
Ah.
I am the monkey in charge of the bananas.
In charge of the bananas.
What's my secret?
What?
This little device right here.
Ah.
I just take a little blow, and it tells me when it's time for a little top-up.
A top-up.
Because when I first got this, I used to ride it around 0.20,
which is fucking wasted.
24/7. But now I leave it at 0.12. Which is perfect. It's right in the fucking slot. Just past the click. That wonderful moment. Just like Julian. I'm sober enough to know what I'm doing, and I'm drunk enough to really enjoy doing it.
Oh, look at that.
0.10. Time for a little drinky poo. Cheers, genitals.
I have quite literally not seen any other scene from that show except that one. And if that's all I ever see, that's
yeah,
Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah.
That Canadian show. But I have quite literally never seen anything else from that show.
I enjoyed the first season or two of that. But after that, it just got really...
It got silly?
It got really silly.
I remember being at a video store with... And this guy really this is obviously many, many years ago, but this guy really pushing that show hard on us. I can't remember if he was I think he worked there.
Yeah.
Video store kind of on the south side where I used to be.
Okay.
And fucking hell, he was really pushing Trailer Park Boys on us. Sheesh. Well, I'd like for all the single moms to know that I got a Costco membership the other day.
Well, fuck it. Hey.
Yeah. I don't want to brag, but it's something only 3.8 billion people in the world have.
Yeah,
but,
right.
Yeah.
Why are you a single man shopping at Costco? You don't need bulk anything.
I got dick in bulk.
You do not. Not anymore.
You don't know that. Here, I'll show you. Uncrustables?
Dude, I saw a guy battering them fuckers up and deep frying them today.
Whoa!
Yep. Dipping that motherfucker in a big old thick pancake-like batter and then putting them in the deep fryer.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Fucking arteries hardening thinking about it.
That's the only thing getting hard on me. I would very much like to do that, please.
Yeah.
So do you have a deep fryer?
No.
No? Fuck. I hate that I'm going to have to buy a deep fryer for this.
Just to do this?
Just to do this, yeah.
Why don't you just fucking take the batter in a bowl, take them, see if they go through the drive-thru at McDonald's, see if they'll do them up for you real quick.
Throw
these in your deep fryer real quick.
This is when I wish I was still dating girls way below my station, or still fucking girls way below my station, because if I was, then I would have one that worked near a deep fryer, and I could ask her to do that for me.
What is your station?
Well, Jeff, I don't have a station these days, because I'll tell you this, I chose peace.
Did you?
Okay, so. So, yeah, but, so anyway, all the single moms out there, I know they're impressed by that, so.
I'm sure they are.
Buddy, I got to tell you, I am out of work, as I mentioned on last week's show. And it's if you know people who don't have a vehicle, not having a job is the rough equivalent of having a truck for them.
Yeah, because now you're their personal chauffeur.
Right.
Hey, since you're not doing anything.
Exactly. So my buddy Mike texts me and goes, hey, can you run me to the dog groomers tomorrow at 9 o'clock? I have to work later on, but I have this. And I go, let me tell you something I came to the other day. And it was that regular working hours, 7 to 3, 8 to 4, 9 to 5. Until I'm working, I consider those to be slave hours. I'm not working slave hours. You know what I'm doing? I'm getting up at 3 or 4. I'm feeding the cat. I'm bumping around for a couple hours, and I'm going back to fucking bed till like 10 or 11.
Jeez, I couldn't do that. I'd be up. My brain would not let me go back to bed.
So what I told Mike today was, buddy, I'm not getting out for you during slave hours. It's not happening. Okay.
Well, how'd he get his dog groomed then?
I fucking ended up taking him over there because I'm a pushover cunt. Actually, what he told me was he was going to buy me breakfast. That's what did it.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, you'd go for that.
And, but I took him over there. It was 8:30. He goes, yeah, this place opens at 7:30. I'm like, whoa. So I took him over there. And the girl told them to come back and get your dog at noon.
Jesus Christ, noon?
And I go, well, I have some distressing fucking news for you. I'm not running back up here at noon. He goes, well, I got to be to work at 11, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I go, well, that sounds like a mic problem. Because, again, the limo service is closed.
Well, you're not doing anything.
Well...
Can't you pick the dog up?
That's just it. And that's why I had to nip it in the fucking bud.
Stomp on that shit.
I gotta stop
one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Start fucking being an errand boy for Arnold Rothstein there.
Yeah. Well, I'm not trying to get out and function during slave hours. That's for you people. That's for you people with jobs. I'm not going to do that during slave hours.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. You're not getting me out of the house.
Slave hours.
Midnight rapist. Spray a load on me. I'd love to cover that song, but I don't have anything. I don't have 20% of the soul that John Fogerty had.
Yeah, shit.
No one I know does. Uh-oh. We couldn't. Uh-oh.
Oh, come on.
Push it. Push it, you fucking pants shitting fruit. Oh.
I think that's a shit. I'm not 100% sure yet. It may.
Well.
May turn out to be a bubble, I think, but it could be solid.
I think you ought to push it and find out.
Well, no, we're not going to push it.
No?
Nope.
Okay. I think you should. Push it. Like Static X used to say. Push it.
Push it?
Yeah.
Push it real good.
Of course, the guitar player for Static X meant pushing it into a teenage girl.
Right.
So that's what he meant by that song. Some difficulty of that guitar player, you know, folks.
You know, speak ill of the dead.
That's what I keep telling you. If it wasn't so good, people wouldn't be chasing it. You know, the Epstein stuff. You know.
Wouldn't have a whole fucking island dedicated to it.
You know? Yeah. If you had the money, wouldn't you have an island to, you know, fucking 16-year-olds?
Dude. Dude, if I had the money, I'd have an island with nobody on it but me.
Yeah, 100%. That's going to be interesting news for
and
Trixie
a
to
bar.
Hear.
You know what? I'd have an island. Trixie would be there, but she'd have her side and I'd have my side.
Yeah.
And we'd be completely fucking happy. We'll see each other every once in a while.
you just text her every 2 or 3 weeks for some ass. Like, pussy? Question mark? Send. Should have said your thumbs down on a frowny face. And you're like, I'll go jerk my load on the beach then. Let the turtles fight over my rivulets of fucking cum.
Fucking ocean rapist. Look, that fucking thing is salty enough. Leave it alone.
You know the dolphins are the rapists of the seas. You know that, right? Dolphins are? They had a great big deal years ago about how dolphins were popping up in tuna nets. And you're like, all right, but they're the rapists of the seas. So how, I mean, you got to weigh it.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. I think we're doing the flounders a fucking favor here, you know?
You get raped
flounder.
By a dolphin.
Why flounder? Why not? Come on. You dealt out guy name. It's flounder. Flounder.
Flounder?
Why flounder? Why not?
Why not? Yeah, I got to say, if I had island money, I would probably have it. I mean, it's going to cost a lot to upkeep a pedo island, though. That's got to be really expensive.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got to have a backhoe on that island. You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You know, things get a little out of control.
You can't just toss them in the ocean. They'll be back.
No, things get a little out of control on the pedo island. You got to have a backhoe to make some holes.
I agree. Until it gets to the point where you dig that last hole and all of a sudden you sink the fucking island.
Yeah.
Oops. Too many holes.
Too many holes. Why do you have a graveyard on your island? You know, funny story. If I were you, I would go digging through there.
You know, it's fucking 95 degrees on this island. Why is that building over there got a fire going? Well, that's just the showers.
I'm reenacting the Holocaust. Yeah. Man. Pedo Island, huh?
What would you call your island?
Oh, my pedo island?
Yeah, you'd have to name it. I mean, because you always name your
I do.
Living quarters and spaces and...
Well, it took me 5 years to name the one I'm in now, so it'll take me a while to come up with something. Probably just Epstein Island or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did he name his island?
Fucktastic Island. Welcome to Fucktastic Island.
That was a series of porns I was in the early 90s. Yeah, was it? Yeah. Fucktastic Island. Mmm. That little midget. Instead of calling him Tattoo, he was Taboo.
Taboo, that was the midget name, yeah. Taboo.
Yeah. Boss! The ass! The ass!
Wouldn't it be great to be there on the island with just a little midget? You could just kick and punch whenever you fucking wanted, and nobody could say a fucking word. You just get up one day on the wrong side of the bed, angry, and just go out and punch the fucking midget. That'd be delicious.
You know what's funny? I love the idea of having a pedo island. Then your first impulse when you get up is to beat the midget.
Just punch the midget, right? Just punch him right in his little fucking stupid deformed face. Fuck you and your short fucking gimmick.
Exactly. Beat it, stupid. You fucking fun-sized human.
I'd make him wear like a fun-sized Snicker costume all the time.
All the time. Boss, I'm sweating. I don't want to hear it.
Shut up.
Shut up, Taboo.
You want these fucking knuckles again? Shut up,
Shut Taboo. Up. Quit talking. You know, you're why I wear steel-toed boots. You know that, right?
Just fucking hang him up like a pinata on the odd occasion.
The Mexican rape dance?
Yeah, oh yeah. Classic episode.
Oh yeah, it really was.
Oh my God. Shut the fuck up, you
Shut
fucking...
Shut up.
Fucking human defect. God.
Boss, she looks unconscious. Fuck off, midget. Half a man? Kick rocks.
Yeah, shut up.
Fantasy island. What if your fantasy is kids? That's the question.
Yeah, well.
I searched. I have a, and this is a true statement. I actually searched for my name in the Epstein files, and I'm not in there. So okay. That's good. Yeah, so that's good, good news. That's good news. I figured maybe word might have gotten out, you know, about me. Well, you know.
He and I
have some similar interests.
I honestly have to say that I am a little surprised that it's not.
Yeah.
Glad for you.
I checked my middle initial too, and I mean so I'm not in there in any combination of my name. So that was that was good.
You didn't use an alias or nothing?
No. No. Okay. Nope.
Well, that's good. I'm glad.
I was going by Thumb Dick Johnson there for a while.
Were you now?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You a grower or a shower? Oh, I'm definitely a grower. I mean, to the degree that it grows at all anymore. Man, I cannot wait for it to be over. Fuck me. I just keep seeing these, you know. Who's the guy that owns the Giants? And he was sending emails to Epstein about, you know, or no, it was Larry Summers, the guy who used to be president of Harvard.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
Was sending emails to Epstein about how to attract and fuck young girls. And I don't think, and I haven't read them, so wow. I don't know if from his point of view he meant college girls because he was kind of the head of a college.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, and then. You show up in that fucking 3 million document dump and you're trying to fuck, you know, 20-year-olds.
Uh-huh.
It's not a good look, Larry.
Nope. It is not a good look.
I hated him when he was in the Clinton administration. Fuck him. Limp dick faggot.
Is that where I know that name?
Yes.
From?
Okay. Yes. Just a guy trying to get a nut and all of a sudden the fucking world knows. You know what I mean? It's like, man.
Yep.
There's not a better way. We can't separate, like, just guys trying to get their cock wet from guys trying to fuck 14-year-olds. Yeah. We can't separate those in any way?
I don't think so.
Oh, man, really?
I don't think so.
Seems like there might be a better way there. Because everybody wants to fuck a 20-year-old. Everybody. Uh-oh. your neck pussy itching?
Yes. Hmm. Need to shave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Summer can't get here. Spring can't get here fast enough so I can fucking shave clean again.
When I got fired, I shaved my face clean for the first time. And
when you got fired?
Yeah, from my job.
Okay.
I shaved, well, a couple weeks after I got fired.
Yeah.
I shaved clean for the first time in like a year and a half. I don't. I just kind of trim it down and that's all I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, shaving, it's not for me.
That's probably what I'll do is I'll probably just take the razor on its lowest setting.
Yeah.
Because if I shave it with a razor blade, it just, my face just fucking hates me for
I remember
three
you
days.
Having that problem, yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. My head doesn't do that anymore because I shave that a couple times a week. So it's, you know, that's a regular thing. Yeah.
Want to get to some news?
Yes.
All right. For the first time this year, ladies and gentlemen, American Hitler.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Ah, yes.
Thank you.
The magic of
editing. Indianapolis Fire Department says a man destroyed this house after using a blowtorch to help thaw out frozen pipes.
Jeff, you have any thoughts on that?
Oh, winter is the best for these stories.
But if you don't...
With cold temperatures still in the forecast, fire officials say this is not the way to heat or help your home.
No! No fucking shit, lady. Due to knowledge.
Due to knowledge, nigga.
Exactly.
I'm telling
He goes, Michael Jordan cut his hair because of Onyx. Get out of here, man.
Michael Jordan cut his hair because of us. Huh? Michael Jordan.
Yeah. You ever heard a heavier silence than that right there? Hang on.
Michael Jordan cut his hair because of us. Huh?
You ever heard a heavier fucking silence? He goes, get out of here, man.
Michael Jordan cut his hair because of us. Huh? Michael Jordan cut his hair bald because of Onyx.
Because of Onyx. Get out of here.
Due to knowledge, nigga.
God, that makes me laugh. Son of a bitch. It's the midnight knowledge. Shine a light on me.
As Howard Monroe reports on the safe ways to handle heating challenges during this deep freeze.
Yeah, during this deep freeze.
First of all, why does your gas line freeze? I didn't know that was a thing.
Is that what hit it? It doesn't.
Right. So why is he trying to heat it up?
He's a fucking blundering idiot. That's why. That's why his house burnt to the ground. Well, you know what?
Well, first,
good. Fuck him. You don't deserve a fucking warm home. Easy, Jeff. Jesus Christ.
No. Let him speak. I think Jeff is right here.
Don't know how to fuck. You know, one day when you're sitting back and you're kicking it in the Caribbean, you're going to say to yourself, Jeff Durant was right.
Yeah, when you're kicking it on your pedo island.
Just use your furnace to heat your house.
Oh, really? Is that what that fucking thing is for?
This just in.
Flash. News flash.
Flash.
Furnaces are for heating homes. Due to knowledge.
Due to knowledge, nigga.
Yes. Yes. And then go cut your fucking hair. Onyx said so.
Buddy. Yes. This just in. Your furnace is for heating your house.
Never made the connection.
What the fuck are we doing with our lives?
Fire officials say the safest way to heat your house is through your HVAC system.
I feel like if there's a gas line and someone takes a blowtorch or whatever to it, I feel like that's Darwinism at work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no fucking natural selection, baby.
Yeah. I think that the insurance company has the right to go. You know what?
You know
No, you're too dumb to have a home.
Yeah.
Anything else could put your family in danger. Trevor Hash is with the Noblesville Fire Department.
We would need to be super careful right now.
I'll take the soup.
Look at Trixie said something to me. I like that the other day. Super something. I don't know what it was. I happened to be like walking away from her down the hall and walking to the bathroom. And I said, Jesus Christ, I'll take the soup. And what the great thing about it is when I do shit like that, all I hear is, and I'm like, yes, I got it.
What is the point of having a woman in your life if you can't torture
make
her?
Make them fucking sigh
exactly.
Heavily.
What's the point?
We don't want to use our ovens to heat our homes. We don't want to bring in our grills. We don't want to use propane heaters.
You don't want to use your grills
or
propane heaters.
Where are the charcoal briquettes?
I'm being handed an email here.
Uh-oh.
Dear TGO Radio, you definitely don't want to use your charcoal grills to heat your home. Sincerely, Brad Delp.
It's more than a fire. When I smell that smoke.
Oh, listen, just go to the Wikipedia page for Brad Delp. Go to death and just read it. Just
because I did not know that.
Oh, yeah,
I did not know that. I knew
he sealed off his bathroom, took two charcoal grills and lit them and suffocated.
Oh, so
himself.
He did it on purpose.
Yes, he did. Guess now you don't have to. Jeff's going to read it for you, but.
The police discovered his body on the floor of his master bathroom. Two charcoal grills were found to have been placed in the bathtub and lit.
Yeah.
Causing the room to fill with smoke. Smoking.
Kind of ironically putting
I did not know that.
Kind of ironically putting a tag on that song from the Boston's first album. Smoking.
Him and Terry Kath, great singers, but not the sharpest fucking knives in the drawer, huh? Jesus Christ.
Ooh, Brad Delp.
I had no idea. I did not know that's how he died.
Really? Why?
That was back in 2007. I don't even remember. I mean, I remember hearing that he died, but
Brad
wow.
Delp, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, yeah.
Gonna light up the grill, choke my life away.
Those grills are smoking.
Get dead tonight.
Get dead tonight. Keep on toking, Brad.
Choking.
All right, enough.
Honey, what's that smell? I'm just cooking some burgers. Be done in a minute.
Did he have a suicide note? Did you see?
There's reason for his suicide has been the subject of contradictory news.
Oh, fucking
yeah, I don't
hell.
See anything about a suicide note.
Okay.
Just use your furnace to heat your house.
Fire officials say the safest way to heat your house is through your HVAC system.
Ah.
Wow.
Got it.
I'm glad that everybody can come to TGO Radio and learn something useful for
that
their
is
life.
Brand new knowledge to me.
Do the knowledge, nigga.
Exactly.
Anything else could put your family in danger.
Yeah.
Trevor Hash is with the Noblesville.
Trevor Hash. Love him.
Fire department.
We would need to be super careful right now.
I'll take the soup.
Captain Hash.
Don't want to use...
Oh! Hash. Oh, dude, Hash.
It could be Commander Hash.
Use our ovens to heat our homes. We don't want to bring in our grills. We don't want to use propane heaters.
Brad Delp, you see. Oh, boy.
Anything that's designed to be outside needs to stay outside.
This comes out.
Wow. Fucking, you know what? More fucking helpful tips from your old Dr. Genius.
Does Dr. Genius have anything for this? Does he want to weigh in?
No.
No?
I don't. No. I mean, this, you know, come on. You know.
No.
After a man on Indy's south side set a house on fire trying to thaw a gas line with a blowtorch.
I don't think fire is the – I think there was an explosion first, and then there was a little fire in the aftermath.
IFD says the man used a torch in a crawl space to warm up the lines. That sparked a fire that spread to the main level of the house.
There's eight things wrong with this guy. His story. Your natural gas lines aren't going
to
freeze.
Trying to heat up water lines or something, but his water lines froze.
Well,
gas lines don't fucking freeze.
Well, maybe
gas is a vapor, dumbass. Due to knowledge.
Okay, well, for the eighth time, you're going to do the knowledge.
Due to knowledge, nigga.
Exactly.
Oh. Educate yourself.
No one was injured, but the house.
Well, that's unfortunate because I was hoping the gene pool could be thinned out a bit. That's too bad.
Was heavily damaged. While a blowtorch may be an extreme case, Hash says even a space heater can burn down your home if not used properly.
Keep everything that's flammable at least 3 feet away from them. Keep kids and pets away from them. Most importantly, plug them directly into the wall, not into a power strip or an extension cord.
Tell me how to live. Fuck you.
Cord. They draw too much energy and they'll actually overheat
Amperage,
the power
stupid.
Strip.
All right, now Dr. Genius is going to weigh in.
I'm anxiously awaiting word from Dr. Genius on this one.
It's not drawing energy, it's drawing amperage, you fucking numbskull.
Dr. Genius, your thoughts generally on trying to thaw a natural gas line?
Gas doesn't freeze. Gas is a vapor.
Ah. Well, I have the vapors just here in this story. Oh, my stars. I do believe I have the vapors.
That give you the vapors?
I need a fainting couch in here. Let's get a fainting couch. Let's get Doug out of here and put it over where Doug
shit.
Is. Beat it, Douglas. You mute idiot.
Doug, say something.
Shut up.
Defend
Doug.
Yourself.
Shut up, Doug. Shut the fuck up. I will not. No, shut the fuck
Doug
up.
Doug just mouthed through the knowledge to you.
Every other show in the world makes their supporting staff stars. Not TGO
no,
Radio,
that.
Man.
No, no, we got burned with Ron. Fuck you. Nope, we tried. Nope, fuck. Nope. Sorry, Doug. You're out. You stay back there and just fucking man the keyboard.
Shut your face.
The extension cord and they can cause a fire.
And they say the most important thing is to make sure you have an escape plan if something should go awry.
You want to have a safe meeting place. So great safe meeting places, your neighbor's house, your mailbox.
How about
what if their house is burning down?
How about outside away from the flames? What do you live in, a mansion? You got your own island again? We're going back to the island? Let's meet on the north portico of the fucking, no.
Look, if
just step outside and we'll meet there.
If this guy's in the crawl space with a fucking blowtorch thawing out pipes, I guarantee you his neighbor ain't in any better shape. Because this just don't happen in nice neighborhoods, okay?
I wish he'd have fucking ended up like one of John Wayne Gacy's victims in that crawl space. Fucking horse's ass.
Look, I was down in the crawl space just trying to light a crack pipe with my blowtorch. And
that John Wayne Gacy story is wild because it's like he's just a fat middle-aged guy. He's managing a couple of fast food restaurants that his father-in-law owns.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, yada, 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 13 bodies in his crawl space. You're like, what the fuck are we doing?
Maybe a tree, somewhere where the whole family knows where if there's an emergency, we're going to go outside, we're going to meet in one place. That way, when we show up, we can make sure that the entire family's out.
Hash says you
fuck off.
You can use a fireplace to heat your home.
Oh, you can use a fireplace to heat your home.
Why they call it a fireplace?
Oh,
you know why? Because it's a place for fucking fire. That's why.
Ah, thank you, Dr. Genius.
Dr. Genius. He's
make you laugh. He'll make you think.
He does the thing with the person.
And the person.
Oh, boy.
That monkey is going to pay.
Monkey's gonna
do
pay.
The knowledge, nigga.
Exactly, Dr. Genius.
Thank you.
Fuck, I love Dr. Genius.
But make sure it's ventilated properly and the ashes are disposed of correctly.
I hate that people feel compelled to say this. If you're a kid, if you're 18 and you don't know, I get that. Because you've not lived enough life to fucking know some shit, I got it. But if you're a guy, you take, oh, you know what? All right, give me that blowtorch. And no one else in the house thought to go, hey, fuck nut. What are we doing here?
I watched him do it on TV.
That guy's allowed, and that guy's allowed to breed and like have a family.
Oh, yeah. He's probably got kids fucking scattered all about town. Probably don't know half of them.
If you want to know where we're headed, watch the opening scenes from Idiocracy.
Yeah, that's
where it's the smart couple that putting off having kids, and meanwhile the guy with a blowtorch trying to heat up his fucking natural gas line.
Yeah,
you know, has eight generations of fucking numbskulls.
And finally, have a smoke detector and carbon monoxide detector on each floor.
I don't think this guy needs a carbon monoxide detector. I think if something happens to him, then God bless.
Yeah,
that's I think that's the whole thing.
I'm telling you, baby, it's natural selection. You got to let it run its course.
No one on the right can tell me it's not real natural selection. It's real, man.
Of your house.
Carbon monoxide is odorless and colorless, so you really won't know that you have an issue unless you have a detector. So
Howard Monroe, Fox 59.
That's not carbon monoxide coming out your ass, then.
No.
Okay.
Whoa. It might be colorless. At least
till
it hits my underwear.
I think your fucking underwear tells a different story. They're fucking brown-stained McGillicuddy.
Oh, yeah. Yep. The shit street kid is what they called me in high school. Ah, yes.
Shit street kid.
That's right. You heard me.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of that, while we were away, we had a man set the world record for the longest fart.
No. Really?
It says 40 seconds, it says here.
40?
40? I remember seeing this and going, all right, but. We have audio of it. And the only problem with it is you got foreigners, commentators talking over it in the end, which really bugs me. But anyway, here it is. And see, by the way, if you pick up like I did, where it starts to go wrong for him. Because there's a point near the end where it turns. I think it takes a wet turn.
Oh, no.
Okay. Here it is.
Una persona
me mando
cae ronronea.
Que siga. No puedo creer.
Que siga.
No pare.
A
mí me toca recorrer.
Es
como en potencia.
Jeff said it sounds like a drone. You're so right on, man.
Esto no es joda, chico.
Actually, it sounds like a
shitty drone, literally.
It sounds like you're driving out in the country with your parents in 1975 and there's no radio stations you can tune in.
No pare. No pare, está rompiendo el récord Guinness, no pare.
Shut up.
That's beautiful.
Gross. Jesus.
But I drop a 3 or 4 second gas there.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm in hysterics. How is this guy not laughing at all throughout this? And there's a video of it. It's out there.
Wow.
Imagine how good you'd feel, though.
Oh.
A 40. No, but you know what, though? On the back end of a 40 second gasser has got to be.
Oh, there's some.
Oh.
There's some solid cheese.
Just a gastrointestinal car crash.
Gross. Oof.
Gastrointestinal car crash. Killing myself today. I know you wish. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Okay, let's see here. What's next?
Deputies say a Seminole County man is accused of having sexual performances with a vacuum cleaner.
Well, who among us hasn't taken that hose attachment, Nanda?
Well, this thing sucks pretty good.
No, you don't, Oprah. I sure do like these fresh fried potatoes.
I sure do like this Hoover vacuum.
The audience suggestion is Sling Blade and Oprah on a date.
I sure do like them French fried potatoes.
No, you don't, Oprah.
I was never a huge 30 Rock guy, but I saw some scenes that,
yeah, pretty, I mean, pretty good.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I never watched it.
Alec Baldwin's got a scene where, hang on, let me.
That is terrific. I really enjoyed that. But do you think it's too topical? Damn, I wish this event were tonight.
It's not tonight. When is it?
February.
Why are you wearing a tux?
It's after six. What am I, a farmer?
I'm here to tell you that the first time I saw that, God damn it, man.
After six, what am I, a farmer?
What am I, a farmer?
That's great.
It's great. Yeah, there's... When I was dating Kylie, we watched a series of those from the first season. I liked it. I just didn't get back to it.
Yeah. But...
In public, at a resort, now he is locked up. According to investigators, video shows Kevin Westerhold roaming the halls of Windsor Hills Resort in Kissimmee.
He's roaming the halls.
Without any clothes on and engaging in a sexual act with the device.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Roaming, roaming, roaming. Pants around my ankles.
It's got to be the attachment. Now, I've never stuck my cock into a sucking attachment on a vacuum cleaner until this weekend. So I'll report back next week.
You know, they've got that. Those vacuum cleaners come with that 1970s attachment, right?
Yes. Oh,
know, the one that's got all the little fuzzy fucking
things. Oh, yeah, the bristles
around.
Or whatever.
Yeah, that's it. That's it for the.
That's the muff.
That's the throwback.
Yeah, that's the muff. Yeah. If you're looking for a Farrah Fawcett attachment. Oh, yeah.
Suck my dick, Kirby.
Boy. How many times, you know? Like you,
I know, man.
I mean, who among us?
Yeah.
I'll do that for the show. I'll stick
Would
my
you co- stick your yeah. dick in a yeah. vacuum cleaner? Yeah.
I'll do that for the show. Yeah. Now, it's never occurred to me to do it seriously.
But you'd do it for radio.
I'll do it for the show, absolutely. Huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll do it in here, but you wouldn't let me do it in front of you.
No. I don't see your fucking fucking half-flaccid fucking rods.
Buddy, half. Half.
Half.
I can't wait for this thing to not get hard again. I've had it. I've had it with the desire for... Now, it's, you know... Thankfully, I'm 53, and it's nowhere near what it was.
Yeah.
Back in the testosterone days. Man, fuck.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do, and that's
drove your every fucking movement.
Buddy, every fucking movement was pussy. It's brutal.
A hospital in France had to be evacuated after a male patient came in with a World War I artillery shell stuck in his butt.
Yeah, buddy.
Giving him the old Franz Ferdinand, huh?
I enjoyed that very much. Ah, the old Franz Ferdinand.
Yeah.
You know, my cat, Sophie, I named after his wife, Sophie Showtek.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because they look exactly the same. And I'll show you a picture. They look exactly the same. And the longer you look at it, you'll go, holy shit, I cannot believe a cat has the same face as a World War II fucking...
One. Due to knowledge,
nigga.
Sophie Choketek got the same fucking pleasant disposition as your cat. I guess not anymore. She's dead, so.
No, she's dead.
Yeah, you're not lying.
They look exactly the same, right?
No, she's dead.
Food, all right.
A hospital in France had to be evacuated after a male patient came in with a World War I artillery shell stuck in his butt. The 24-year-old patient was rushed to the emergency unit.
24. He's getting shells in there at 24. Ooh. That asshole has quite literally seen the war.
Yeah. Well, you know, as soon as that shell entered there, that motherfucker was on his knees surrendering, so.
He's French.
Enough.
I enjoyed that very much. Because you don't start with an artillery shell. It's years and years and years of getting things stuck into your asshole.
Yeah, right. You don't go with a fucking.
No. You got to start with white guys, then black guys, then hand grenades. And by the time you're 24, you can get to an artillery shell. This guy is pretty close to needing a diaper, though, to be honest with you. I mean, you can get artillery, any part of artillery shell in there. Thank you, Douglas. This is not the shell he used.
Oh, I was just looking up.
But this is
artillery shell. Ooh, yeah.
That's not the one used. But that's
you're not a first timer.
No, you're.
Yeah. Yeah, you've started with probably some fucking 30-30s. You know, maybe a 9mm. How do you get talked into that? Do you do it yourself, or do you think he had his buddy do it?
Talked into it? No.
He did it himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think he tripped and fell on it? I mean, that's surely what he said.
No.
Well, I don't know what happened.
There's no way. I would love for it to just fucking explode. He's fucking torn asunder at his ass going in.
Splits open. Just fucking. Splits open like the T2 in fucking Terminator 2. Right on
his side. Just fucking. Oh. That would be the best.
Fucking bits of asshole just covering the wall.
I'll tell you this about Jeff Durant. He's a wordsmith, this guy. Bits of asshole. Holy cow.
It's the lesser known sequel to the Bitto Honey Candy. It's the Bitto Asshole. They taste very similar.
You're not a big fan of the Bitto Honey, huh?
It tastes like ass.
I see. I wouldn't know. I never ate ass. You can't get that thing clean enough for me to put my fucking tongue in my mouth. There's no such thing as clean enough.
You're not going for the asshole?
Buddy.
No?
There's no such thing as clean enough. It doesn't exist.
It's kind of the nature of that thing.
Well.
It's a garbage chute.
Why are the dogs barking? God damn it, every show.
Yeah, you know, you start talking about assholes, they get excited.
Well, yeah, but we moved from my house where we had barking dogs, and now dogs don't bark anymore, to here where they bark every week.
They just bark twice. Fucking relax.
Okay, you edit this show then. Fuck off.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Due to knowledge.
Jeff is a game day guy.
Oh, yeah.
No show prep. No promotion. He's just shows up.
Cape off, mic on, headphones on, let's go.
Cape off. He does have a Wolfman Jack cape. He wears it around the house. Fucking hack.
It's a Wolfman Jack doll.
What a hack. Fuck, I hate that gimmick.
Smoke another fucking Lucky Strike, you fucking half-breed idiot.
Had it with his dumb beard and his hair. Fuck off. Who else wore a cape? Orson Welles did.
Orson Welles wore a cape.
Yeah. At his biggest.
Orson he had to. That's the only thing you could get around him.
He just, oh. I'm a guy with
somebody just drape a flag around this fat oaf?
I'm a guy with a few pounds on me, and I can't imagine being that size and trying to wash your ass and fucking taint, cock and balls. I can't imagine it. There's no way.
No, at that point, you got to have somebody come in with a pressure sprayer. It's just got to happen.
Like Alabama in the 50s.
Yeah, you're fucking hiring it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're Selma in that shit. Hi, yeah, I need the Selma special on my taint.
Hey, the Selma special.
You're standing there in the shower. They're spraying your taint. I go, we will overcome.
The stench. Somebody get an industrial-sized vat of Dawn soap to clean this fucking animal off.
I have a stream.
MLK, not only on the right side of a just cause, love everything about that guy. Cheated on his wife, loved white pussy.
Oh, he did like the
he did, buddy.
Like the white pussy.
Yeah. I got to tell you this, and I've told, told girls this before, white pussy is undefeated in world history. It is.
Pussy is undefeated.
Yeah, but.
But white pussy, buddy, is top of the charts.
Yeah. Yeah, it's. Top of the Hot 100 is white pussy. Nothing better.
In Toulouse, Saturday night, and inside sources say he was in a...
Inside sources! His asshole.
Inside soreness. Oh, sources. Ooh. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I've never felt more full than when that artillery shell was in my fucking dumper. Holy smokes.
More peas? No, thanks. I'm full.
Way full.
State of extreme discomfort.
No, was he?
Huh.
I'd like to bring in by remote Dr. Genius back in. like the replay analyst on the NFL games. I want to bring in Dr. Genius here. Dr. Genius, why would he have a full sensation in his asshole?
Well, because he's got a fucking artillery shell from World War I jammed up there. Do the knowledge.
And that, again, is Dr. Genius. He's got all the...
I need you to start doing the knowledge.
He's got all the answers for you.
Do the knowledge, nigga.
Exactly. Yeah,
thank you.
I love Dr. Genius. He's the coolest.
Having inserted a large object up his rectum, surgeon...
Rectum, it damn near killed him.
Damn near started a war.
I fucking love MLK was just banging white puss. Yeah. Fucking love him, man. God, that's good. Fuck me.
Performed an emergency surgery where they found a live 8-inch long.
Well, can you imagine cutting that guy's asshole open and going, whoa, wait a minute.
But he didn't get the whole thing in there. He just, there's no way he got all that in there.
Why? Why? Come on, man. What are we doing here?
You know when people die from autoerotic asphyxiation?
Yeah.
I always have that thing where I go, you know, coming is pretty good on its own. I don't know that you need circus tricks.
That's, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know that you need your Looney Tunes sex in order to get a fucking nut, okay? Just jerk your cock or whatever, or find a girl to, you know, suck it out of you or whatever. What are we doing? Yeah, 8-inch fucking artillery shell?
Performed an emergency surgery where they found a live 8-inch long... over an inch wide, pointed bombshell from 19...
It was a bombshell, all right.
Yeah.
18 stuck inside of the man.
Yeah, boy.
Medical...
Spit it out, and Durant. God damn, you fucking mouth-breathing idiot.
Carried this uncomfortable chunk of metal shell in his ass.
In his ass.
And now I pass it along to you.
You know what? I'll pass on that one. My dad's artillery shell. I got to get off my nightstand.
Why did you have that in your ass? Look, my grandfather.
Look,
my grandfather smuggled that out of a fucking trench in France in World War II. In World War I. In his ass.
It's an uncomfortable hunk
of
metal.
Gave it to a fucking plane pilot named Wanaki.
Man. Buddy, from a dead start today. From a dead start. I couldn't become this much of a degenerate before I died. From a dead start.
Yeah.
This guy is 24 and getting
24 and he's there.
I don't want anything as bad as this guy wants an artillery shell in his asshole. I don't want anything this bad. Money, pussy, power, gainful employment. Nothing do I want this bad.
Personnel immediately alerted bomb squad and fire brigade and had to evacuate the building because a live bombshell poses a serious threat.
Bomb squad, the French Foreign Legion, everybody was activated.
Everything turned out to be okay. The bomb experts took the shell with them. The man stayed in the hospital to make a full recovery from his surgery.
Well, that's, again, you ought to be forced onto the street to fucking have to deal with that. That's very silly. Again, enough with your Looney Tunes sex. Just jerk out a fucking
jerk
nut.
Jerk off and fucking be done with
Cummins
it.
Cummins pretty fucking good. He's, you know, I like to have that, you know, I like to have a ball gag on and a fucking, you know.
Why?
A whip and a chain and a, enough with your fucking Bugs Bunny sex. Enough. Fucking stop. Enough. Just jerk off a fucking nut.
Fucking hammer nails into your balls. What the fuck? Come on, man.
Yeah. It's time to go see a doctor.
Yeah, right? You got problems, pal.
Exactly. Quit fucking fiddle fucking around and just get a nut already. Everything's a fucking production for these idiots. It's not enough to just fucking get a nut. No, it's not enough. You got to fucking mix in a Broadway production. One more story, we're going home.
An Olive Garden employee in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, died after suffering severe burn injuries in an incident that police have classified as a suicide. Authorities said the event occurred.
Olive Garden. Jeff, what's the way someone can come?
Unlimited soup and breadsticks, baby. Right up your ass.
Right up your fucking asshole.
Right up your asshole.
Your asshole. Now, that's a suicide. Now, that's how you do it. If so,
you're after shoving breadsticks up your ass, and the waiter's cranking that fucking cheese. Tell me when to stop. Tell me when to stop.
Again, fucking Looney Tunes sucks. Fucking just jerk off, you dope.
Heard Friday afternoon at the restaurant
where
the
man.
More cheese.
More cheese.
More cheese.
Worked as a cook, prompting emergency calls reporting a burn victim.
Burn victim? How the fuck did this guy commit suicide?
Here's a joke you haven't heard today. Vic Dumb.
God damn.
The employee was taken to a hospital but later died from his injuries while a second worker received minor burns during efforts to intervene.
You know, Jeff, you know. The minor
no,
burns.
What?
The minor burns. They refer to those as Epstein burns.
Do they? I get it. Because they're underage.
Well, yeah. Yeah, Epstein burns. Ooh, you see.
Police and restaurant management declined to release further details out of respect for the individual and his family.
I didn't stop the New York Post.
Hey, listen. Not for nothing, but stay away from the French fries tonight.
Yeah. I didn't stop New York Post. They got it all out there for
good,
you.
Good, good, good.
Olive Garden cook has died after he dunked his own head into a hot deep fryer. His co-workers frantically tried to thwart his gruesome suicide, authorities said.
Was it original recipe or extra crispy?
Well, it was extra crispy in the end. Holy fuck nuts.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Bobbing for French fries is not a fucking sport, baby.
You're not.
That'd be like you the first time you saw somebody fucking dunking a deep fried uncrustable.
Yeah.
Fucking shove your whole fat face right in that fryer.
I'm willing to spend a fair amount of money to make that happen, by the way, for the show.
Be like that fucking episode of Arrested Development when they got the deep fryer thing out that their dad tried to sell or whatever. You remember seeing that? What the fuck did they call it? That thing was like electrocuting everybody. It was a complete fucking fire hazard.
The employee who hasn't been identified stripped his clothes off and thrust his face into the fryer at the chain's restaurant in Williamsport, Pennsylvania last Friday afternoon.
Let me stand next to your fryer. Let me stand. Wow.
Well, fucking Friar Tuck's working the fucking grill tonight.
Let me stand next to your fryer. Holy fucking dog shit.
Fucking Dean Martin Friars Club roast going on there.
Jeff, we got it. Oh, man. A male victim went headfirst into the fryers. Dispatchers could be heard saying in a grim 911, I must hear that. Oh.
Can I get extra salt on that, please?
Goes without saying. A female employee suffered Epstein burns after she and several other workers tried to stop the cook from injuring himself even further. How much further do you think he was going to go? Holy fuck.
Boy, of all the ways, man, you're going to take yourself out. That's what you come up with, huh?
Restaurant shut down for several days, at least.
Yeah, no shit. Probably the first time them fires have been cleaned out since the place opened. Nah, who we kidding? Upcoming, they just replaced the lost grease.
Upcoming promotions at Olive Garden in Williamsport include all-you-can-eat fry cook.
Unlimited soup and singed hair.
Unlimited hair tufts.
Also, they're having a special on pork rinds.
Bottomless nose. Yes, I can. I have the soup and face platter, please.
It's also next week's menu is face and chips.
Ooh. Oh, can I have extra face with mine, please? Face and chips.
Arthur Treacher's face and chips.
Face and chips. Damn.
Face and chips. Oh, so proud of that. God damn.
Unlimited nose. Unlimited nose. Oh, the eyes have it. Anyways.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do. Fucking crying. Holy shit.
Well, we have had some fun tonight. Yikes. Oh,
fucking hell.
God damn, this is more fun than fucking dunking your head in a deep fryer.
Well, it's hard to get much more fun than that.
I haven't had this much fun since my uncle fucked that monkey.
Whoa. Holy fucking dog shit.
The Smoking Gun has reported.
Well, it's... Yes, hi. Can I have the soup, breadsticks, and lips combo, please? Thank you.
It's the chicken and more special.
And the more is cheeks.
Yeah.
More cheeks. More cheeks.
You feeling well? Your cheeks are looking a little rosy there, pal.
Wow.
Oh, man.
The restaurant temporarily closed.
No, did it?
Following the incident.
Nice, Dr. Genius.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Wow, that's extraordinary. What a fucking...
375-degree fucking oil, man. Well, I'll light you up.
At least one customer also tried to intervene. Mind your own business,
no,
fucking
shit.
Dudley Do-Right.
Kick fucking rocks, idiot. Go back to Canada, stupid. God. I must save the worker. Go fuck yourself.
You beat it. Fucking Dudley Do-Right ass. Both Olive...
I'll save you now.
Both Olive Garden and authorities refused to release any details about the ordeal, only describing it as a suicide attempt. At least! Okay, well.
Wow. That's incredible.
That's unbelievable. I have never.
Fuck balls.
It's like, what is this guy outside of a Trump rally? What's he doing?
I think we all just discovered the secret ingredient that they use at fucking Long John Silver's. Oh. It's face.
Yes, hi. Can I have some face, please? Yes. I'd like some fried face.
Like some flush puppies, please. Can I get an extra order of flush puppies?
Flush puppies, you see. Man, that's... I've had a couple of jobs where I felt like putting my face in a fryer, but...
Felt like turning my face to the fryer.
Yeah.
Expect my returns once these burns heal. You got any silver cream?
Yeah, here, still in your chest.
Here at my chest? I don't have a chest left, Al.
Well, you just fucking cannonball into a deep fryer? Jesus, what are we doing? Christ.
Wow.
How do you, as a bystander, as the girl with Epstein burns, for example, how do you recover from that? That's wow. Like, intellectually, how do you come back from that?
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. You want to know how I got these burns?
I know how I got these scars. Holy shit.
I tried to give mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to a guy that just pulled his face out of a fryer, but I couldn't find his lips.
Ah, the lip special. Fried lips.
I give you mouth-to-mouth, but you ain't got no lips, cuz.
Man, let's get a straw and stick it in his fucking mouth and just start blowing.
Oh. Threaten me with a good time.
I do not want to know what a face looks like once it comes out of a deep fryer, man. I do not want to know what that's like.
It looks like the fucking fish and more platter at Long John Silver.
Wow.
Got that stroke face going on. Half it stroke face. Sliding off your cheek there, pal.
Yeah, give me a spork. Let's take care of this. Holy shit. Well, it's unusual that the best show of the year is... Episode 2, but...
It's a pretty good one. Might be a worst of in there somewhere.
But there's a lot of worst ofs in there.
Lurking.
Yeah. Fucking hell. Whew. All right, what time is it? 6 o'clock on the fucking dot.
Yep.
Look at that.
Yeah.
That turned out pretty good. This is beautiful. We had fun this week. And
yeah, we did.
We'll see you next week
yep.
on TGO Radio.